This trance is designed specifically for you to be able to find some space within your journey, to be able to connect mind and body, to be able to find a deep and certain level of relaxation on your fertility journey, so that you can begin to make the right shifts inside in terms of perspectives, thoughts, feelings, on a mind, body, and spiritual level as well, if that's what's right for you. And so, as you just begin to allow yourself, if you haven't already, to relax down a little bit further, feeling fully supported, and noticing in some places where there's tension that can just be let go of. And I don't know if you can pay attention to the tension as you just take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you can breathe out a little bit more tension too, as every breath that you're taking in goes to attention to pay attention to the tension and the parts that need it most. To relax, unwind and smooth out any muscles that can just let go now. And as I talk, I will be counting from 10 down to 1. And I'd like to make the suggestion that with each number and each count, you can allow yourself to just relax that little bit or much deeper every time. And so as I begin with the count of 10, deeper inside, and there may be sounds that you can hear on the outside, and that's okay, because you can have a dual awareness of listening to those sounds and at the same time just going inside as well. And it's all right as well if you find that your mind wanders and thoughts come in from the outside, because you can fully pay attention to my voice, and at the same time you can just drift off while you do important things inside. And you don't even have to perceptibly know what those important or unimportant things are. Just know that even the simple act of relaxing now is important and isn't important too. 9. Deeper and deeper still. Because there's nothing to do here. And at the same time, there might be everything to do here. But the great thing is that you don't have to know what that everything is. 8. Deeper and deeper still. And it doesn't matter whether your awareness is on the inside or the outside, or somewhere in between. Because it is possible, isn't it, that you can be here and there, somewhere between this and that, a comfort comfortable place between tension and relaxation, an in-between place 7, deeper and deeper still, to travel or to stop or to move forward or in another direction, to change direction. There. That's right. 6 deeper and deeper, relaxed. And I don't know how deeply you can relax, but you can go as deeply or as light as you choose, the way that's right for you. 5 deeper and deeper still. And whether you're listening intently, and whether your unconscious is listening on a deeper level to the meanings, doesn't matter as much as you're making changes in this space here, because there is always a part of you, that wise unconscious part of you, paying attention. And you don't even have to consciously know. 4 deeper and deeper still. Know what's being said. Just to trust that you're taking all of the right messages to make all of the right shifts and changes inside, to move you towards a future experience and find new perspectives, to move you in the right direction. 3 deeper and deeper still, as you're moving in a direction that's right for you. 2 Resources collected along the way, and 1 now deep here. And there was once a woman who had a friend who had a sister who liked to spend time in a garden to notice the changes the seasons brought to a garden where things can be planted, grown, but most of all, the most important thing for the woman's sister is to be able to just relax. Because it's almost as though a garden has the ability to bring relaxation easily. And so, as the woman just relaxed in the garden, and considering how the seasons can change in such perceptible and imperceptible ways, as in the winter, the garden can just rest. To just go to sleep, knowing there's all the resources inside, even when the ground is frozen, that beneath there's the soft ability of waiting. The seeds and the sleep, waiting for the springtime to open up with the first rays of sun. And a garden knows what the first rays of sun can bring. As things begin to soften and unfold, to open, to reach out towards the warmth with an opening welcome and a welcoming openness that the warmth can transform here to a summer and wildlife comes and cross-pollination as creatures contribute here busily and there lazily, so the garden can just trust that this part and that part is always working together, connecting and delivering all the right resources in all the right places. And as the garden enjoys the bloom and the busyness, the gardener knows, the garden knows, and the garden knows that the seasons know that they can bring all of the right things here. And so as the gardener knows, she continues to relax and clear away a certain area that needed a little bit of attention now. And to be able to see clearly the possibility of a new life, the planting of seeds, the connections and the relaxation of the delivery of knowledge that everything can work in its own particular way. And so the gardener, as you can, gathers resources from a garden that's connected, nourished. And the gathering of the resources can go beyond a garden to neighboring nature and woodlands, fields and meadows, reaching out resources to gather, collect, in imperceptible ways, and perceptible ways too, for now and for a future, when they're required more. And so as a woman can go on a journey away from a garden to a night time of lying next to a very precious person, to hold the hand tightly and look up at a wonder, a northern light of aurora swirling in a night sky. Colors changing, no conscious thought required, as the aurora shifts and changes, creating patterns of here and there, swirling effortlessly within, throughout, inside the night sky. And as a sky like this has a body in the body of the sky, beyond the swirling of a color, of stars, of different sizes, locations, and brightness. Some steadfast and bright, some barely perceptible and yet twinkling, letting you know it's there. And it's a curious thing, isn't it, to rise up into a body of a sky and to see the stars from a different perspective. Because I'm sure someone once said that we are such stuff as stars are made of. And so to feel an affinity with infinity, an infinite affinity with a closeness of perspectives of the stars in the body of a sky, to be able to turn up the brightness and the size, or turn down the brightness or the size of whichever stars feel right for you. The ones inside, in the places of the sky and the body that need it most, to shift around and rearrange the stars is a curious thing, to find meaning in order and complete balance inside. Because looking down and travelling back in time to ancient civilizations, as a part of you continues to shift and change your perspectives of a night starry sky, and carried along in colour by an aurora borealis, looking down at ancient civilizations, looking up and making meaning. Patterns connecting, shifting, and watching time change to make new connections, and finding new resources there. And some people believe that there's the ability to read an astrological future in the sky and the changing time. And whether a future prediction is possible or not doesn't matter as much as just being open to the gifts that an open future like a future like this can have. And so as the people continue to connect, you can notice how your own connections and stories are shifting and changing as you're swept up by the colour within, without, inside and outside too, of a swirling aurora, to gently allow you to gather resources from infinity as you make the affinity with watching from below a night sky and holding tightly a hand of someone precious and important to you, to clear away parts, making way for new possibilities, to trust that the seasons come and go, and yet with each change there's still a pattern, there's still order and meaning here as all resources collate. And as she collects all of the resources she needs to take with you through your future, to allow and enjoy taking yourself to a future time from the now, whenever that's right for you, and to look back from a place in the future to the here and now at all of the time when as a result of these resources you felt a sense of well-being. All of the connections that you've had as you know you've taken charge of something new. And I don't know all of the places yet that you can notice in the future looking back, when you found meaning in order to notice a conversation where you've had autonomy and a certain amount of influence here. And the interactions in community, and the interactions of equality in the times from the future looking back, when you know that you've developed a new level of flexibility, where natural flows flow naturally in the most flexible way, developing, delivering new routes to more useful resources. And as you look back now from a time in the future to the here and now, the number of times when you've had life harmony, whether prolonged or fleeting, because you know deep inside, don't you, what life harmony is for you. And as you notice where this sits, and whether it has a colour or a shape, or neither, to bring all the information back to the here and now, and just listen, bringing all of your resources back into your day-to-day life, and awakening each time you listen to this trance to new possibilities and awareness of being here with new connections, resources, and ways of being, just being.